Coach's Insight continues on CARES. We continue to preview the upcoming high school basketball season. Now an opportunity to talk with Moore Hill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach Brad Kunicki. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health. And Coach, you've been with the program a long time. You've had a lot of great success there, but a lot of players lost off of last year's team that won 15 games. It'll be a lot of new faces and some new guys kind of stepping in and taking over some varsity minutes for you. When you look at how things have progressed here early on, how's the team looking heading into the season?
We're looking pretty good. Like you said, we got a lot of roles to fill here. I don't have anybody back this year that played varsity last year. We have no letter winners returning. We have no players returning from a year ago. We're basically starting from scratch. And I've been real pleased with our kids' work ethic, accepting the roles that we've got set up for them as the season gets started. And, you know, we're at the point now where we're kind of tired of practice. You know, we want to see how all the pieces are fitting together and see how we stand up against some of the league's competition.
You've been coaching for a long time, last few seasons now with Moore Hill. With the scenario kind of playing out with not having any players really returning from a team from the previous year, would you say it's one of your more challenging coaching jobs to this point?
Oh, yeah. All the years I've been coaching in Iowa and here in Kansas, I've been coaching now for 30 years. I've never had a season where I had absolutely nobody returning from the previous year as letter winners or as people that had a role to play in the varsity game. We literally have nobody. And it's challenging, you know, but it's also exciting, you know, getting to work with kids and starting over and re-looking at what we want to do as a team, where we want to go as a team, you know, basically starting from scratch. And that's the exciting part, you know, building something. We've got some good younger kids coming up, and so we're trying to get things going back to where they were before and maintain the success the boys program has had over the years.
Northeast Kansas League is always a difficult league year in and year out, regardless of the turnover, at least from what you know right now. How do you feel the league is kind of shaping up to this point and how it's going to play out this year?
There's a lot of good teams. I think the boys' side is probably stronger than it's been in a while. You know, you're looking at Pleasant Ridge and Valley Falls, and Valley Falls and JCN are both ranked in the state in the preseason polls. Effingham, we've got a lot of kids coming back from a year ago. I look for very competitive games and a very strong NUK this season.
And you open up the season right out the gate with ACCHS, obviously a rivalry game there. What's the early scouting report on the Tigers, and what kind of ball game can you expect Friday night?
Well, you know, I really haven't looked at the other team so much. You know, when you have a team that is totally brand new, you know, my focus has been on what we need to do defensively, what we need to do offensively, where do we need to get the ball. I'm so much more concerned about us than looking at here in the early part of the season, looking at what our competition has. I'm more concerned in trying to get us all on the same page first.
That's Moore Hill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach Brad Kunicki joining us here on our Coach's Insight program, brought to you by Amberwell Health. His squad opening up the season on Friday night with a rivalry tilt against ACCHS. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against ACCHS on Friday, and we'll do it same time next week. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you much.